Mackie Motors, a pregame show here on Kick 106.7. Talking right now with South Central Calhoun head football coach Brian Case. And coach, as always, good to get a chance to catch up with you.
Yeah, absolutely, Jeff. And here talking postseason and so forth, it's always good to be talking at this time of the year as well.
It is, coach. And for you guys in the playoffs again this year, you head up here tonight to Western Christian up in Hull. So a nice long road trip for you. But, coach, got to feel good for this team to be back into the playoffs. Or I shouldn't say back in. You're always in. But in the playoffs this year, what's the atmosphere been like around Lake City and around the school in South Central Calhoun this week?
You know, we don't feel like we have a whole lot of pressure over here. I don't know if anybody's expecting us to go over there and win that football game. Western Christian is really good, you know, and we're coming in as a 3 seed and so forth, but we're fortunate enough to win our last few games here, our last game, and come in with some confidence a little bit. Yeah, we're sitting at 4-4 right now, but I'll be honest with you, I think that we had our best practice on Wednesday of the entire year, so if we're going to perform at our highest level, I mean, now's the time to do it.
Coach, I know you told the guys on the scoreboard show last week that you felt like that game against Belmont might have been the most complete game or best game you guys played. What changed? What kind of clicked for you, you think, on Friday night?
Yeah, more so on the offensive side of the football, to be honest with you. And again, on Wednesday, I thought that we were clicking offensively as well. I mean, we did move some kids around as far as our offensive line is concerned. The kids seemed to be playing for each other. Just everything was we were clicking, basically. We were just executing at a high level. On Friday against Belmont Clemmie, we were clicking again at a high level during practice this week. And we were just getting things done. We were moving people up front. We were getting off the ball. We were getting the ball out of our hands as far as our timing patterns are concerned and things like that on time. And just looked like it was back to South Central Calhoun football. So we're excited to see what we can bring on Friday against Western Christian. We know it's going to be a tall task. We know that they're very athletic and they're extremely well-disciplined on every single level. Coach Travis Coyma does an outstanding job with those guys, but we're going to go over there with a little bit of confidence on the offensive side of the ball and see what we can do. Defensively, we still had some things that we still had to iron out last Friday. We made some mistakes as far as giving up some easy first downs because of our own mistakes as far as penalties are concerned. Maybe a little lack of focus, a little lack of discipline, jumping off sides and things like that. We still had some angle problems, all that kind of stuff. But, you know, this week was a really good week, and we're excited to see what we can bring to the table on Friday.
Coach, you're familiar with the teams up in Northwest Iowa. You guys seem to play them almost every year, it seems like, in the postseason and in the playoffs or at the Dome. You've seen Western Christian before. How much does that help, kind of just understanding the way they play and what they want to do up there?
Yeah, you know, the last time we saw Western Christian was back in 2010. We happened to get him in our place, and, you know, so it's been a long time. Travis was the head coach then. Obviously, I'm still here as well, and, you know, he started taking a look at a film, and not a lot has changed for both of us over that 12-year time span. So we expect them to be physical. We expect them to be athletic in every single position. I think their biggest guy on the line of scrimmage is 235 pounds, but he's athletic, he's fast, he's quick. And that just goes for everybody. I mean, they have a corner out there that's sitting at 5'5", but again, he's very, very physical, and they play downhill and they get after you. They don't make anything easy for you on the offensive side of the ball. They set an awful lot of pressure running that 3-5 defense. You know, their dogs end up stunting quite a bit. They have a lot of cross stunts and so forth. So from a defensive standpoint, they're going to try and confuse you, and they're just going to be on the attack all night long. Offensively, they're a 2-by-1, or I'm sorry, a 2-by-1, 2-by-2, 3-by-1 set, a lot of spread stuff. But what they do, they run extremely well. They're, like I said before, they're extremely disciplined, very well coached. They run a lot of counters, they run some traps, and just an RPO type style of offense. And they just kind of take what they give you. But again, offensively for them, athletic in every single position, running back, quarterback, all the receivers, all the linemen up front. So this is going to be a tall order, and we know that going in, but we're looking forward to the challenge.
Coach, you mentioned their running game. Tyler Mantell leads them about 729 yards on the ground this year, averages over 6 yards per carry. What type of a running back is he?
He's more of that scat back type kid. I mean, he's not a very big kid that way, but He just lets his linemen get out in front of him. I mean, they run a lot of counters. They pull two guys out in front an awful lot. Very patient running back. He lets things open up, and then he just hits it. And, you know, he's got another gear once he gets out in the open field as well. So we're going to have our hands full with him. Obviously, you want to take away something from your opponents every single week, and we're going to try and take away the ground game and force them to the air. Once they go to the air as well, I mean, they're very dangerous that way as well.
You mentioned their passing game. Caden Van Regen-Mortar, really good passer, hitting about 58%, 13 touchdowns, 8 interceptions on the year. Looks like he's also pretty good with his legs as well. How do you keep him in the pocket when you guys force him to throw?
Yeah, we got to set the edge. We're going to have to send enough pressure that way that we can try and, you know, cause them some problems in the backfield and force them to get rid of the ball and pretty quick in their timing patterns and so forth. But, you know, like I said, I mean, it's a tall order. We know that. I mean, they got the two backs back there, I mean, with their quarterback and running back that are both very, very skilled, very quality runners in their own right. And then all of a sudden, if you start attacking the box, I mean, they run that RPO system. And if you start sending too many linebackers here and there, they basically just run a receiver to the vacated area, and they hit it pretty quick that way. So we're going to probably sit back in a lot more zone this week, to be honest with you, try to keep everything else underneath us and just go make plays.
Coach, offensively, where do you feel you can have success with the ground game?
I really think that we're going to have to probably run right at these guys athletically. They probably have the advantage as far as speed. They probably have the advantage, so we're going to have to try and run right at them. Like we said last week, we wanted to kind of get back and form an identity, and that identity for us in the past has always been able to run the football. If we can keep it out of Western Christian's offensive hands, then I feel pretty good about giving ourselves a chance. But we're going to have to be methodical about it. We're going to have to be satisfied with getting 3.5 yards every carry and just moving the sticks that way and hopefully go down and score some points and see what happens. But if we can keep the ball out of Western Christian's hands, I think that we'll give ourselves a chance towards the fourth quarter here.
Keegan Swords had a big year catching the ball. How does their secondary match up with him?
Like I said, they have one corner out there that's about 5'5", but again, he's really physical, so if we can try and get one-on-one matchups with him, that'd be great. But I mean, they're going to play us one high safety over the top. They'll probably play a robber-type look that way as well, and they'll probably end up double covering him. If we do happen to split him out, they're probably going to run one of their dogs outside and take away the slants, things like that. So we're going to have to find some different ways to get the ball in his hands. He's an outstanding player for us, but they know that as well, and they're going to have something in their game plan to try and take him away, so we're going to have to try and take what they give us.
Well, Coach, we appreciate you joining us here on the Mackey Motors pregame show. I know Nick will be enjoying coming down and chatting with you after the game for the Scoreboard Show.
Sounds awesome. Thanks for your time, Jeff.
Head coach again, Brian Case, again with the South Central Calhoun Titans. Nick Brinks will have the call coming up for you tonight here on the Mackey Motors pregame when it continues here on Kick 106.7.